Good morning. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. As all of you know, that I'm a child of the 60s. I grew up in the era of long hair and hippies and whatnot, and I've been advised that I need to cut my hair. I'll share with you it's a cartoon that I remember, and it shows this mother and father, and they're both hippies, long hair. And they're sitting there looking at their son. And their son is impeccably dressed, wearing a three-piece suit, cropped short hair, holding a briefcase. And the hippie father says to his hippie wife, "Where did we go wrong in raising him?" Times have changed. When I was reading and heard the Old Testament lesson, and I thought to myself, wow, I was past week in the LCBO getting some wine for dinner, and when I read, "You that don't have money, come and buy wine," I thought, oh, that would be, I wish. But back to reality. You know, the world we live in, it has experienced recently some horrible events which, you know, really saddens the human heart. The sudden great loss of life due to a jetliner, a modern one that crashed in Ethiopia, you know, it worries people who must travel by plane. And people are questioning just how safe is it to fly, and what went wrong with this new modern jet that took over 100 people's lives. This morning I was watching the weather network, and I said to Vera, "Come quick, look at this." And there's this huge cruise liner off the coast of Norway. The engines failed, and the people are panicking. They're trying to get them off this cruise vessel safely onto shore by helicopter and that. And of course, Vera and I said, "Well, that's it. We're never going to go on a cruise liner. Trust me, I don't want that to happen." I was shocked, like the rest of the world, hearing the murder of 50 innocent people that had gathered to worship Christ Church New Zealand, our brothers and sisters of the Muslim faith. You know, that should not have happened. It should not have happened. And you know, if there's one safe place to gather where everyone is welcome, it should be where people come together to worship, to give thanks to the Almighty, the Creator of the universe, God who has made you and I. And yet these people were gathered there and they got slaughtered. It's not right. Our hearts and our thoughts and prayers, they go out to family and friends who are mourning because of this senseless loss of life. The gospel read for today, it speaks of terrible things happening to people who lived during the time of Christ. People back then really believed, they truly believed when something bad happens, it happened because you did something bad. You did some kind of a sin, and that's why you suffered that terrible death. And when Jesus was told about these events, he turned the table and he said, "Do you think that they were worse offenders than all others? Do you really think that they were worse sinners than all others? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will perish just as they did." After saying that, he goes on to tell them of the parable of the fig tree. You know, I love the parables that Jesus gave because they're given for us. They're given to the listener to hear. And they're given to us to figure out What is God telling me? What is it that I need to hear in light of the events which the world we live in, we're suffering, we're just in shock of hearing? What is the parable telling us? I'll tell you what it tells for me. For me, God has given me a beautiful, lovely vineyard to live in. Now that spring is here and warm weather is returning, you know, I appreciate even more this part of the world that I live in, which I consider the banana belt of Ontario. The fig tree, which has been planted in the vineyard, is the life that God has given me. What have been the fruits of my life, which not only benefit myself, but to those I surround myself with? The season of Lent, you know, it's purposely given so that I may spend time listening to the gardener of my soul. The words of Jesus Christ produces the fruit which is pleasing to the owner of the vineyard. And I don't have to tell you who the owner of the vineyard is. And that is how I see the parable which Jesus has given to us. The word of God never goes out empty and returns empty. It returns fulfilled. God is a loving God who is always, always reaching out to the people that God has made, you and I. And the season of Lent is a time when the church, and what is the church? Is it a building? No. It's you and I. It's people gathered together. And we call for one another in this time to spend more time together listening to the gardener of the vineyard, Jesus Christ. We Christians, we are never to live in fear. We are never to live in fear that life will and can be suddenly taken away from us. We're not afraid of that. And I don't believe that is the full meaning or understanding of today's parable. Life, whether lived long, whether it is short, is to be lived fully, bearing fruit which is pleasing to the one who has given us life. We're living in a wonderful vineyard. It's a lovely place. There are many things to do and say and hear. God's given us so many things. And we are to bear fruit, to share it, to joyfully live each day that God gives us because it's a wonderful vineyard that we're in. And it's one that we are to give thanks. And Lent is a time to look at where are we living and how we are living. And to let the gardener of our soul, lead our lives. Amen.